From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, Acting Prosecutor General No Man-suk offers to resign amid growing protests over the prosecution's decision not to appeal a ruling in the high-profile Daejeon-dong development case. Special counsel investigators detain ex-National Intelligence Service Director Cho Tae-yong and arrest former Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-won over their alleged involvement in the December 3rd martial law declaration. And the nation's job growth slows to the 100,000 range in October after a sharp rise the previous month. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. Acting Prosecutor General No Man-suk offered to resign on Wednesday, 5 days after prosecutors decided not to appeal a ruling in the high-profile Daejeon-dong corruption case. No, who also serves as deputy head of the Supreme Prosecutor's Office, faced growing internal backlash over the decision, which many prosecutors said violated standard procedure. The Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office had recommended filing an appeal after several defendants, including Yoo Dong-kyu and Kim Man-bae, were acquitted of some charges, but senior officials reportedly overruled the plan after consulting the Justice Ministry. The move sparked accusations of political interference and calls for No's resignation among senior prosecutors and staff. No had served as acting prosecutor general since July, following the voluntary resignation of his predecessor, Shim Woo-jung. Ruling and opposition parties engaged in a fierce debate during a plenary session on Wednesday over the controversial move by prosecutors not to appeal the district court ruling in the Daejeon-dong corruption case. Lawmakers also grilled the justice minister during the session. Bae Ju-yeon has more.
A district court's partial acquittal last month of those involved in the Daejeon-dong scandal will allow President Lee Jae-myung to sidestep a harsh criminal sentence in a trial of his own. At a budget committee meeting on Wednesday, rival parties collided again over the prosecution's controversial decision not to appeal the court's ruling. Main opposition People Power Party Representative Bae Jun-young grilled Justice Minister Chung Song-ho on why prosecutors had dropped the case, essentially giving up on the prospect of invoking the Aggravated Punishment Act in Lee's separate trial, which is currently on hold. Ruling Democratic Party Representative Jung Jin-wook during the same session urged the Justice Minister to remove politically minded pro-Yoon Sung-yeol investigators, accusing them of excessively probing the scandal. The Justice Minister told lawmakers that he had neither issued any instructions regarding the prosecution's decision nor discussed the matter with the presidential office. The development scandal centers on allegations that private asset management companies were allowed to make undue investment profits from a development project in Seongnam Gyeonggi Province's Daejeon-dong District around 10 years ago while Lee was the city's mayor. Lee stood trial for inflicting losses on the city-run development corporation. However, a court suspended his trial after the June presidential election. Bae Ju-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
Prosecutors assigned to the December 3rd martial law case now have two opposition party heavyweights behind bars. Former National Intelligence Service Director Cho Tae-yong has been placed in pretrial detention on charges of concealing former President Yoon Sung-yeol's plan, and former Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-won was arrested Wednesday morning on suspicion of supporting the declaration. Monica Chin has the details.
Efforts to hold former top officials accountable for the December 3rd martial law imposition are intensifying, with the government's ex-spy chief, who is accused of aiding former President Yoon Sung-yeol's declaration, having been placed in pretrial detention. Former National Intelligence Service Director Cho Tae-yong was taken into custody on Wednesday at the Seoul Central District Court, which ordered his detention citing possible evidence destruction. The special counsel team handling the December 3rd martial law case believes Cho, who led the NIS until Yoon's impeachment in April, was aware of the former president's plan to declare martial law before the former president's live television address, but withheld the information from the National Assembly. The same day, the special counsel team detained and later requested the pretrial detention of former Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-won, who it suspects endorsed and supported Yoon's plans. Hwang, who advocated for the elimination of pro-North Korea forces and those involved in election fraud via a Facebook post on the day martial law was declared, is exercising his right to remain silent during questioning on whether he advocated for the decree. The actions mark a major step for the prosecution, which has now succeeded in detaining three of Yoon's former cabinet members, following the arrests of former Defense Minister Kim Yong-hyun in December and former Minister of the Interior and Safety Lee Sang-min in August. Monica Chin, KBS World Radio News.
The nation's job growth slowed to the 100,000 range in October after a sharp rise the previous month. According to the Ministry of Data and Statistics' Economically Active Population Survey released Wednesday, the number of employed people increased 193,000 from the previous year to 29.04 million last month. Job growth slowed to the 100,000 range after rebounding to the 300,000 range in September for the first time in 19 months. The rate has remained mainly in the 100,000 range this year, though May and September saw larger gains. Jobs in the construction industry declined for the 18th consecutive month, with 123,000 jobs lost in October, and manufacturing jobs also dropped by 51,000, extending a 16-month downward trend. South Korea has signed on as a co-sponsor of the annual United Nations resolution regarding North Korea's human rights violations. The resolution, submitted to the UN Third Committee and released on Wednesday, showed South Korea listed as a co-sponsoring country. Seoul served as a co-sponsor from 2008 to 2018, but sat out between 2019 and 2022 under former President Moon Jae-in, citing potential impacts on inter-Korean relations. South Korea rejoined as a co-sponsor in 2023 under former President Yoon Suk-yeol. President Lee Jae-myung's emphasis on dialogue with North Korea had raised concerns that his administration might take a different approach to this year's resolution. The top diplomats of South Korea and Britain discussed bilateral ties and cooperation on Tuesday. Seoul's foreign ministry said Wednesday that Foreign Minister Cho Hyun had met for the first time with Yvette Cooper, the United Kingdom's Secretary of State for Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Affairs, the previous day on the sidelines of the Group of Seven foreign ministerial meeting in Canada. During the discussion, Cho expressed hope that the two nations will upgrade the South Korea-UK Free Trade Agreement to strengthen their economic cooperation. Cooper said she hoped the two nations would explore new areas of cooperation in fields such as artificial intelligence, climate and defense, emphasizing that collaboration in renewable energy could contribute to economic growth and job creation. The ministers also exchanged views on major international issues, including conflicts on the Korean Peninsula and in Ukraine, and agreed to cooperate closely on global challenges. The nation's stock market will open an hour later than usual on Thursday, the day of the annual college entrance exam. The Korea Exchange said Wednesday that regular trading will begin at 10 a.m. instead of 9 a.m. and close at 4:30 p.m. instead of 3:30 p.m. on Thursday. After-hours trading will begin at 4:40 p.m. and close at 6 p.m. as usual. The derivatives market will open at 9:45 a.m. rather than its usual 8:45 a.m. with extended closing times. Trading in certain products, including the U.S. dollar and gold futures, will end at the regular time of 3:45 p.m. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chan.